We are learning Masechtas Yuma Davav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Hayam Abeis. In the Gemara said there's a stira between the parasha of the Tzava, of the commandment about the Meluim, and of the actual doing of the Meluim, the Asiyah. One's a parasha Tzava, one's a parasha Tzav. And the stira is that in parasha Tzava, when it says about dressing the Kahanim, Moshe dressed the Kahanim, it says, "Lakachdas avagodim v'bashdas arinas akatoynas v'sa meila eifoid." That's the meil v'sa eifoid v'sa choshen. Don't say anything about the avne. Then it says, "Masamta masdeva saroishoy." Then it says later on, "V'sa bonov takriv and get them dressed." Then it says, "V'chagartom oisom avneit arin avonov together." That's a parash in the tzava. In the asiya, it says that he first puts the all the clothing on aharon, including the avneit. And then afterwards, he tied the avnet, the belt, on the children. It says, "V'yakov meishes aron v'sman v'yuchas oisam ma'im v'itnolav v'sekusoynes v'yakov oisam avnet v'yav meishes oisam me'il." And then later on, it says, "V'yakov meishes me'ahar v'yishen kutanois v'yakov oisam avnet." So that's the stira and the two psukim. The shaila was which one's the main thing. So we had a machlekes. Rav Chiya, Rav Yechanan. One man has said that the ikur is that they did it together, the avnet, for both the children and Aaron occurring. The other one was separate. So the Gemara is asked, what does the other one do with the pasuk? So we're starting two lines from the bottom, three lines from the bottom, the end of the line, Heyam Beis. But Lamanda Amar, Aaron of Bonav Asachas, the Madiyomo says that Aaron of Bonav got belted with the belt at one time. Hachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayachka Oisei Vavnate, Vahadik says Vayachka Oisei Vavnate. The Parashah in Asiyah says separate. First, Aaron of Kain got the Avnate, and afterwards says they got it together. On Malach, so he answers, Ahu. He'll answer, "Who avnet shel kohen gadol loyze avnet shel kohen hadid." Really, they had it together. Why is it separate in Asiyah? To teach us a halacha that the avnet of the kohen gadol was a different material than the avnet of the kohen hadid. The avnet of the kohen gadol was made out of kelaim, out of shatnes. It was made out of sheish, which is linen, and made out of tcheles vargamam, which is wool. It was made out of wool or linen, and it was shatnes. Masha'enkein, the children's belt that was made of linen alone, just linen, just butz, no wool. It was not made out of shatnes. Only Aaron HaKohen's avnet was made out of shatnes. So that's what the pasuk teaches us. It's separate, not because it was got dressed separate, but because to teach us that the avnet was different material. Well, Aman Diyoma Aharon va'Achar Bonov. The three Amanim Aharon. This is first Aaron, then the children. V'Chsiv Ayit says in the parasha of the Tzava, where it teaches us what to do. It says V'Chagar Tamoi Som Avnet. It says it together. Amalachu Kamash V'Lon Avnet Shakayin Gol. Is the avnet Shakayin Head? Trying to teach us that we are the same exact avnet. The opposite, that we're the same avnet, but really the Yahko Isa Avnet, the Yahko Isam Lomali teaches Shmaino Aaron Vachabonim. That was first Aaron, then the children. So Mar Zakasha, that if you the Umar learns that it was at one time, how is it possible to belt five people at one time? It's one person, Moshe Rabbeinu doing it. How does he put the belt on five people at one time? Like Rashi says, how could he put the belt on five people at one time? It was Aaron, Nodav, Aviyul, Oz, Visama. So our answer is, loitzricha the actim. What happened was like this, according to Rashi. They put on all the clothing on Aharon besides for his belt. They mean they put on his kesoynes, his me'il, his eifad, his choshen, his mustaf, his everything. We have no belt yet. Then he did the children, everything besides for the belt. And then he put the belt on together. It wasn't together. Then he did first Aharon, then the bonav. But if it was done together, it means after all the clothing. Just as an aside, there's a little kasha for Rashi. The Rashi says that Aaron got all his clothing and then he put on the avnet. The problem is like this. The way the eight gavim go like this. He first wears mechnasayim, then he wears like a kesoynes. It's like a long shirt. And then on the shirt, on that shirt is a belt, the avnet. Above that is a me'il. And above the me'il is the eifoid. The eifoid is like a belt on the me'il, and then the choshen. The problem is, if you belt yourself in with the me'il, over the me'il, the eifoid, which is like the apron, is belted over the me'il, which is like a tzitzis. So then how do you put a belt under that to the kesoynes? So it means you had to like go under it, and it's a little problematic. How do you do it? The Blazer Moshe Horowitz in the back asked the kasha. It's a good question. No one really tells you exactly how to do it. Blazer Moshe argues on Rashi because of that. But upon him, that's what comes out in the sugya. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, going back to what it says in the Mishnah, this thing that we're discussing for a long time already, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. It said in the Mishnah that your Mafrish, you separate the Kohen Gadol from his house, and he goes to the place called Lishkas Bahedrin for 7 days. Zok the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin, why do you separate him? So Mar says, Lama Mafrishin, where were you the past 5 days? Lo ma frisim kig amri ilo Rav Yechon kig islay, like Rav Yechon says in the pasuk from Meluim, ilo Rav Shlakish kig islay from Har Sinai. Well, we know why. So the Gemara like this, hachkama mebeisel lama pirish. So the way Rashi explains is that good, he had to be separated. Why can his wife come with him to Lishkas Sanhedrin? We know that didn't preach up. We learn it out from Meluim or from Har Sinai. But let his wife come with him. So Rashi explains, maybe it's Kedushas, he can't sleep there. He says, no, because it can't be, even though it's built into the Azara, but it had to be not Kadosh. It had to be, that wasn't the name of Kedushas Azara, because you're not allowed to sit in the Azara. So he said, Lishkas Sanhedrin lo'hoyis a Kedushas, she'en yeshiva ba'azara, lamachim is David, koshken shriva, so it wasn't mamash Kadosh. So why didn't he go with his wife to the Lishkas Sanhedrin? That's Gemara's Kasha. Tosfos has a problem with that. Because Tosfos says that even if it's not Kedushas Azara, but Maisa is like a Harabayis, and we know a Balkeri is not allowed in the Harabayis, and automatically if he's with his wife, he'll become Balkeri. So he doesn't like that. Then what Tosfos says the Pshat is that they should have a different Lishka that's a tunnel under the Harabayis. It doesn't have a different Harabayis. That's what you should perish into a place that's under the Harabayis. And to answer Rashi, the Meraim Sada says, that there's an iser to go in as a Balkeri, but you're allowed to become a Balkeri in the Harabayis, the big Chiddush from the Marei Mirsada. Like upon him, that's the Gemara's Kasha. How do you know you have to leave your wife? Maybe you have to go into a new place, as the Din Meluim, or from Har Sinai, but how do you have to leave your wife? Sam for the Gemara, Tanya, Ridum, Say Raimer, Shema Timsa Ishtoi Safak Nida, V'yavaylaha. Maybe his wife will be a Safak Nida, and he will be with her, and then he will become Tamei Nida for 7 days. If he becomes Nida for 7 days, he's not going to be able to do Avodah Yom Kippur. Therefore, he has to perish from his wife for 7 days. Even besides, we're going to listen for Hedrin, he has to perish from his wife 7 days, Al Tumma. He shouldn't become a Boil Nida, but has to get the same thing as a Nida in the Tamei 7 days. That's also, a person also to his wife when she's a Nida. What's the Shaila? Ella will chash like this. Shema Yavayel Ishtoi. But Timtza Safik Nida. Afterwards, she will find down, and it'll be a Safik. And then the halach is that if she's a Safik Nida, he will be Tamei Nida L'Mafreya. Then, as the Safik, it looks like maybe she was a Nida B'Shas Maisa, and then he'll become Nida, and it'll be Tamei 7 days. Therefore, he has to be parish for 7 days. Amru Rabbanan Kamei Chista. They said this chash from Chista. The chash Shema Yovel Ishtarin should be found a Nida afterwards, and will be worried maybe L'Mafreya she was a Nida. So he asks, a command, Rabbi Kiva. Are you going according to Rabbi Kiva? The Amma Nida Metama is Bayala. Are you saying like Rabbi Kiva holds that Nida is Metama is Bayala? The Rabbanon, because if it's Rabbanon, I'm rather any Nida Metama is Bayala. What are we talking about? There's a Mishnah in Nida, and it says like this: that if a husband's with his wife, and afterwards they find dam. So the Mishnah says depends. If they find the dam on him, on his aver, then it's poshut that she was Tami b'shas ma'isak. How else did he get dam? How else did he get blood? So that's Pasha. If it's found on her, it depends. There's three shurim. If it's miyad, that second, then she's Tame and he's Tame also, because she was obviously Tame b'shas ma'isa. If you found achar, which the shir of achar is, enough time it takes for her to get off the bed and get a shmata to wipe herself, in that shir if she finds dam, so then also it's Tame. If she finds it after that, so then we assume she became Tame later. But Rabbi Kiva holds, even then, it's a suffix and it's metama the bayala. So Gemara says here, you have a chash, some yavali ishtai, and therefore will be tame. Is that going according to Rabbi Kiva? Command Rabbi Kiva is Amma nida metama is bayala. They're going to Madiyama holds a nida is metama is bayala of Mafreya, which means that if she finds dam later, her bayala, her husband is tame of Mafreya. Kadir Rabbana, I'm ready to metama is bayala. That it's not metama of Mafreya. Amulu Rav Chista, I feel the Tei Rabbanu with Chayshish. I call it Pri Rabbanu Ella, the Rabbi Kiva Ella, but Acha Acha, the Shir of Acha Acha, which we said was not Meyad, not how long it takes for her to get off the bed and wipe herself, but after that Shir. That's what the Machlekes is. But here with Chayshish, that you might find down in the Shir Acha, Avachad Acha Moidele. You Chayshish, you might find blood in the Shir of Acha, and then even Pri Rabbanu, there will be. He will be Tame, and therefore we say, separate from your wife for the 7 days. He shouldn't have, if she finds Dam, he'll be Tame 7 days. But we don't want that to happen. Therefore we say, separate from your wife 7 days. So besides for the din of going Lishkas Sanhedrin, which is from the Pasuk of Meluim, we would say, separate from your wife because of the chash of Tumah.
So there wouldn't be a chash of saying, why don't we say, come,
Right. Right. So I guess they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They're worried about that. Yeah. The worry that won't happen is therefore they completely separate that. Right. I know. There's such a thing like that. Yeah. There's such a. But here they want to be extra careful. In Yerushalayim they handle such a thing like that. But they say extra careful, and therefore they should separate completely. Omer Rab Zeira, Shema Mino. Boy, so I guess the Varta is a why bring the wife then? What's she coming for? I guess that's a pass masala. Someone said they Pesharim speak about wife. That comes out. This, they have to separate. Yeah. Omer Rab Zeira, Shema Mino. You see from here, boy will need any kanida, but tov will be ya. Like this. Aloch is a nida is midrais the kanida. She becomes tame. She has to wait 7 full days. And even when she's down the whole days, after 7 full days, she go to mikvah. But she cannot go to mikvah by day. She has to go to mikvah dafka by night, after 7 full days. Now, what's the halacha of a boil nida? If he has to go to mikvah at night also, we have a problem here. Because we are assuming that the day that perish is a day they could have been together. So let's say it's on Gimel Tishrei, is when they perish. So you have Gimel, Dalid, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches. And Tess. So Tess, which is Erev Yom Kippur, is the 7th day. Now, if she became Tomei on Gimel Tishrei, so if she became Tomei and he became Tomei, then he can't go to the mikvah until Yom Kippur by night. And that, then you need Harav Shemesh, so tomorrow he won't be able to do Avodah, because you need Harav Shemesh, you need the sun to come down. So until Yom Kippur night, it won't be Mutter. So that's Mar's Kasha. So Elamai, it must be that Boil Nida is not like a Nida. And by him, he can be Tovel by day. He gets mixed as Yom Kikuloi. And on the ninth day of Tishrei, he can be Tovel. And they have Shemesh and he can be Mutter for the night. That was what must happen. All right, Mazer. See for me, Shmami, no. Boil Nida and a Kanida. But Tovel by Yom. The Am is Boil Nida Kanida. Because if you say that Boil Nida is like a Nida, and they have to be Tovel Dafka at night, Amos Tovel Belila. What is it? Tovel? If she became Tommy, he became Tommy on Gimel Tishrei. He'll Tovel Erev Kippur after dark. Lamacha Hechav Ravoidva by Erev Shemesh. You need Erev Shemesh. Elav Shema Mino Boil Nida and a Nida. Must be that a Boil Nida is not like a Nida. Nida has to be Tovel Dafka at night, but a Boil Nida, which is the husband who's with a Nida, can be Tommy by day. That's what Rav Zeir wants at the time. Rav Shimi says, no, I have a way out. Rav Shimi ben Adoy Omar, I feel that Boil Nida Kanida. Even if you say Boil Nida needs to be Tovel at night, what's the Eitzah? The Mefarshin Allah Shah Acha Somos Kiyas Chama. You don't separate on Gimel Tishrei. A little bit, a few minutes before Gimel Tishrei at night, means the night before Gimel Tishrei, you separate already. If we have the Gimel Tishrei, they can't become Tomei. So you have the full Gimel, you have a full day. So if she had become Tomei on Beis Tishrei, so then you could still be Tovel on the seventh, on the eighth, whatever, eighth day. The seventh by night, which would mean the night before Erev Yom Kippur, and you'd have Harav Shemesh by Yom Kippur. So Rav Shimi is saying that you really have to be Pirish on the Beis Tishrei. So Rashi says, okay, so then it's really 8 days, because 7 days plus a little bit. Since it's so little, so you don't count that as the eighth day. And it's really 7 full days, basically. It's 7 full days. Rav Shimi is saying you have to be separated for 7 full days before, you have to Pirish a little bit before the seventh day. But a little before 7 days. So a little bit on Beis Tishrei, the end of Beis Tishrei, you have to be Pirish. So it comes out, the Gemara is in a really cool. So, Zera Rav Shimi, if a boil nida is allowed to be tovel by day. According to Rav Zera, you're allowed to. According to Rav Shimi, you're not allowed to. You have to wait till night, like by nida, and therefore it has to be a parish on Beis Tishrei.